The Rogue Scientist Productions presents Pursuing Your Passions as a Bitch.
Thank you, and welcome to Pursuing Your Passions as a Bitch. I'm your host, Charles Dockman, the owner of the Rogue Scientist Productions and the author of The World Beyond, an ongoing story on Kindle Vella. With me, I have my guest, Vicky Ann, the author of Alex McKenna and the Geranium Deaths. Vicky?
Hi, Charles. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm really happy to be here.
Thank you for being on our show. And to kind of get things started, I always like to ask my guests, so what really kind of got you started in writing?
It actually started many, many, many years ago. When I was about 13, I'm originally from New York, and they had a contest at my school, and it was citywide. And you had to write a book, and then you had to construct the book. So you had to sew the binding, create the cover. And I wrote a little short story called Joe Brady, Master Detective. And my dad actually helped me with some drawings on the inside. The whole process just hooked me. I always did writing like poetry and things like that, but never actually any kind of real storybook or anything like that. So after that process, I was pretty much hooked.
Oh, yeah. No, I can relate to just having kind of those school writing competitions, that kind of thing, that kind of gets you started in writing and thinking about the stories. I think my favorite story about how I kind of got started was back in high school, we were writing stories about the Salem witch trials, and that was kind of one of my immediate things that kind of drew me to it. Oh. Yeah. We were reading about John Putnam and all those kind of, and everything that was kind of happening through the Salem witch trials. So, how long have you been a writer?
Cool. Well, I've been published since 2008. I really didn't send anything query or do anything for years, typical, got married, had kids. And it wasn't until my kids were older, like in the latter teens, that they kind of pushed me to start querying some stories. And I actually started with children's stories. So that was my very first publishing contract.
Oh, wow. So you went the traditional route.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Wow. So I've spoken to quite a few authors, and so it's kind of been almost down the middle in terms of just going either the self-publishing route or going the traditional route. How have you kind of felt that has been for you?
For me, and like you were saying, it's kind of down the middle. It's a personal choice because it gives me affirmation. I just really love when, somebody accepts it. A publisher accepts the work, because then I feel like, okay, whew, I did okay on this one, so I like it. I like being traditionally published. Now, a few years ago, I parted ways with a publisher where my contracts were coming up, and I decided to take them back, the books, because things weren't going like in the direction that I wanted to go in. And they're older titles. They're actually my first novel and my first paranormal novel. Mm-hmm. And I decided to keep them because, it's very difficult to try and get those republished with another author. So I do have two books that are indie published because of the fact that they had been previously published with a publisher and they were too old, really, I think, to shop around.
Yeah. And
but
so
I prefer being
Yeah, and just to kind of go over some of the stories you've kind of written, I know that you said that you've written some children's books, but you also mentioned paranormal. So what kind of got you to take the step from children's books to kind of paranormal?
The publisher that I was with at the time with the kids' books, one of the editors, we had gotten pretty friendly, and she actually suggested it to me. It was at the time where YA was just kind of catching on, and she said, I think you'd really like writing young adult. I think it would give you more liberties. And I said, well, okay, let me give this a shot. And the reason I chose the paranormal is because it, I say that we're sensitive. On my mom's side of the family, the women on my mom's side of the family tend to be sensitive. So I grew up, you know, seeing things, hearing things, experiencing things. And the same with my mom and my grandmother and my great grandmother. And so it was really easy for me to kind of just use that as my genre. And after I wrote my first YA paranormal, I was kind of like hooked, and that was it.
Oh, yeah. And so, like, what have you been enjoying about it?
I enjoy just the whole being able to take some experiences that I've had and just blow them way out of proportion, you know, and go from 0 to 1,000, you know, and just really create and build and bring these things to life for me. Mm-hmm.
Was there a huge struggle?
And I also enjoy white.
Yeah. Was there a huge struggle in the transition between the two, or was it kind of an easy transition?
It was an easy transition. I just took to it right away. It was just, I could say so many more things in so many different ways. You know, obviously when you're writing for children, you know, you're limited. Yeah. And then when I moved into the YA, it kind of opened up more things that I could delve into when I was writing.
Yeah, no, for sure. And so how many YA fiction books have you come out with?
I think my count is about 15. They're not all available right now because some of them are actually being contracted with a new publisher. So I have six actually that are with a new publisher right now that are going to be released between the end of the year and 2026.
Wow. That's kind of a great feeling to kind of have everything scheduled and just kind of see it all pictured right in front of you in terms of like, it's not out yet, but these ones are going to be out within the next 2 years.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting.
Yeah. So, wow, that's kind of a huge jump from some of the authors I've been talking about. but yeah, no, that's actually really amazing. And so it's kind of a huge transition between, I know that you said your kids were the ones who kind of inspired you to and really pushed you to kind of get started to, just now you're up to 16 books or 16 YA fiction books. Is that including children's books?
Yes. So 14 YA.
Okay. So yeah. So no, that's a huge jump. And honestly, that's really amazing to kind of make that transition. And so, you made the transition from one publisher to another. What do you like about this new publisher?
You know, They're a smaller publisher, but yet they operate with the professionalism and the guidelines that I've seen many bigger publishers use. And it makes me feel like the books are in very capable hands. The rapport that we have, the attention to detail, the ideals and their philosophy for their growth is something that I you know, totally feel comfortable with. I'm just getting a little emotional here, and I have to say I'm sorry, but they just took the Alex books. I had those were a group of the books that I had taken from the previous publisher, and this particular publisher just offered me the contract for them. So the Alex books will find a new home. And that has made me extremely emotional.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, that's really amazing just to kind of watch your work and watch it kind of grow and transition into one publisher to another and just kind of watching everything. Because I've always kind of found, especially when it comes to my writing or anything like that, it's a piece of me. It's something I've created. It's something that I put out there. So to watch it transform and grow is kind of an amazing feeling. What would you say what would you say that your first initial impression was when it kind of came down to seeing your books in bookstores?
Oh gosh. Excitement, tears, affirmation. I don't know, it's hard to describe. It really is hard to describe. I walked into Barnes and Noble, you know, and just to see them on the shelf, you know, it was just almost indescribable, really, because there's so many things that go on that you feel all at one time. You know, there's a little bit of exhaustion because you know the journey that it took to get there. There's a little bit of fear because you think, well, what if nobody, you know, wants us to buy them or see them? But that's very small compared to the joy of seeing your books in the bookstore.
Yeah, no, for sure. Just to kind of see it on hardcover or anything like that, just to see your on the shelf with your name on it and there for everybody to see. That's really kind of an amazing feeling.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So just to kind of go over some of the details. So I know that you did kind of start when your children kind of inspired you to kind of keep going, but what have you really kind of liked about being an author and being a writer in general? Are there any things that you're kind of currently working on in terms of growing in the profession or growing in the industry?
I just finished a new novel. And like I said, with CJM, I've got not only the Alex books that are going to be coming out again, but I also have two new books that are going to be coming out with them in 2024. So, I'm moving forward with that and sticking to my paranormal, but I'm really excited because I wrote my first short screenplay, inspired by the Alex series. And, I had entered it into some contests and I won, LA International. I won 8.5 film awards. And so a small production company, picked it up. And the film was shot in November and it just, I've just completed. So, you know, it's ready to go now. And, that has been very exciting, a learning curve, tiring, but it's, a whole new road. So I don't know what I'm going to do with that road, but it's exciting to start that journey.
Wow. And so what have you kind of seen in the differences between writing a screenplay compared to writing a novel?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hello, this is Charles Dockham, the owner of the Road Scientist Productions and host of Pursuing Your Passions as a Bitch. I'm proud to announce that my novel, The World Beyond, will be available August 29th. Pre-orders available now on your book platform of choice. Link in the description below.
Oh my gosh, it's vastly different. Vastly different. It took me quite a while for it to snap into place in my head, because writing a novel, you're able to use description because you're telling the reader what's inside the main character's head. When you're writing a script, you know, it's that very narrow vision and it's what you see. Everything is what you see. You can't tell what they're thinking. You have to show. And that is very different coming from writing novels to make that transition. I was lucky enough to have a mentor who helped me with the formatting of that, because I had the idea. I had the dialogue. Dialogue is one of the things that I enjoy writing the most, but to get that structure down, He used to write for television back in the 80s and the 70s, and he had retired, and he is a professor at one of the colleges in California. Anyway, he was the one who helped me. And if I didn't have him, honestly, I think I would have still been trying to figure it out, because you want to be long-winded. You want to tell the story, and you have to train your brain that you have to show the story.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So it's great.
Yeah. Just because I know, at least from my work in the film industry, the big piece about like the screenplay writing is that it's a lot of the director's vision. It's a lot of the actor's vision. So you kind of have to remove a lot of, like you said, that description that normally goes into a novel. And it's, you're just kind of telling the base scene. You're telling the talking. It's the actors and the director who's supposed to bring all of that to life. And it's up to them to really kind of make that magic happen. And you have your vision of what you want to do. So you kind of want to input some of those extra descriptors, but those are kind of the things that the director and the actor is supposed to input themselves. So that way the emotion kind of gets transitioned from what you're trying to do. And honestly, it's really amazing that you've kind of gone from, 16 novels now. Now you have a screenplay, and that screenplay has already been put into film, and it's just waiting to be released. That's so exciting.
It is. It's really exciting. Everything, you know, how can I put this? I'm one of those people that kind of hates change. You know, I go kicking and screaming, but it's good. It's all good change. You know, I just have to make sure I roll with it.
Exactly. And so,
if that makes sense.
No, it really does. Because you, like you said, it was a huge transition for you to even write the screenplay, because they're on the same spectrum. You are technically writing, but they're on completely different ends of the spectrum in terms of the amount of information you're putting in there, and the beats and the style and everything that you're putting into it. And so it's a huge, huge change in terms of just the way you have to write those. And so one thing that I kind of wanted to ask, so what have been some of the setbacks that you've kind of run into along the way in terms of just kind of everything that's been happening?
I think one of the hardest things to do, and one of my goals that I have, especially recently with the writing of the script, is to get an agent. I don't have an agent. And I'm not saying that I have to have one. I mean, obviously, I was able to get traditionally published, and I was able to write the screenplay and have that, you know, have someone pick it up to turn it into a film. But it would be really good to have an agent, because there are times where, you know, you need that someone who's going to negotiate and understand the business for you, you know, because this is not something that you do. So it's good to have somebody who's got your interest in mind to be able to guide you and also speak for you, if you understand what I mean by that. So that,
no, it does make a lot of sense. Yeah. No, it makes a lot of sense, because that's kind of a huge piece when it comes to a lot of the industry right now is first, you kind of have to find the literary agent to then solicit your manuscript to publishers. Then they kind of handle a lot of the overall negotiations in terms of rates and all those kind of things. They handle a lot of the business end, and then right. They pass the final thing to you to be able to then agree or disagree whether or not you want to go with that.
Right, right. And so I haven't had that. So I've had to rely on, you know, my own, you know, I like to think that I'm somewhat intelligent, you know, but it's not the same thing. It's not. It's as if I used to be in the medical industry years ago for medical equipment, and I did billing, and then we owned our own company. And it would be like me knowing the ins and outs of the medical company and then wanting to go open up a grocery store. It's literally so different, you know? So my idea of what I'm understanding and the actual of what an agent, that's their job, that's what they do, that's their expertise, is probably very different. So that's my new adventure. I'm going to start looking for an agent.
Wow, you should probably have at least 100 lined up at your door by tomorrow at this point, because you already have the literary background.
I wish.
Yeah. So many people are walking in just going, hey, this is my first novel. Can you help me? And some of them are like, you don't have the pedigree for us. We don't necessarily want to take you on. And then you're like, hey, I've written 16 novels, more coming out. Can you just be my agent?
We'll see.
Yeah. No, it's.
I know it's so funny, right?
It is, and it's really an amazing thing that you've kind of been able to even just start. Like I said, primarily the huge process is to start with the agent, and it's you must have been really lucky to be able to bypass that process.
Believe me, I'm just, you know what I'm guilty of? Tenacity. Because yeah. I just don't like the word no. Someone actually said that to me a few years ago. They said, you don't accept that word, do you? I said, oh, I guess not. I just keep going until I find it so that I can make it work.
Exactly. And now, just to kind of explain to some of our listeners in the process, I did go into a little bit of detail about the general process, but there's a lot of publishers out there that don't necessarily accept unsolicited manuscripts. And so some of them will actually kind of refuse your book at that point. And so for Vicky Ann to be able to get within a publisher without that agent buffer is kind of, you don't hear about that often. So
here I am. No.
I know. 16 books down. You have your film strip down. You have everything down. Yeah. So what would you kind of suggest to anybody who's looking to try and get into the industry?
Well, first off, you have to finish writing the novel because, you know, you'd be surprised how many people say, you know, I've been thinking about it, but I haven't done it. So you really can't do anything until you actually write it. But once you do write it and you polish it and you have it edited and you're ready to go look, if you want to self-publish, that's one route. But if you want to traditionally publish, the way I did it was I started researching, you know, the different publishers out there and who would take unsolicited manuscripts and then what genres they were looking for, you know, because at different times, the publishers are looking for different things. So you have to kind of, you know, stay with the ever moving parts. And I would just say, if it's something you really want to do, then don't give up. You're going to get denials. I mean, I got rejections in the beginning. Obviously, I mean, I have a binder. I called it a little inconvenience, and I saved all of the rejections for the very beginning until I got my first publisher. And from time to time, I kind of look at it, you know, and go, well, okay, it paid off, but I keep going. So just keep going. That's probably the simplest thing I can say.
Yeah. And I think that's a great message to kind of end our show on. Vicky Ann, are there any social media accounts? Are there any websites? Are there any future events that you would like my listeners to be able to follow you on or reach out to you at?
If they go to my website, which is VickyAnnBush.com, it's going to list all the events that I have coming up. And I'm part of a group of local authors that I co-founded called the Coffee House Tours. So we do things outside of the bookstores too, because in Las Vegas, we don't have that many bookstores. And it'll list all the events coming up. And there's a number of them that are also coffee coffee shops besides the bookstores. We're currently also moving into doing things like a boozy book fest. We've got a couple of those going that I'm really excited about doing. And then eventually I will be putting up the release of the film.
Oh, perfect. And thank you again. As for me, you'll be able to find us on our website, theroadscientistproductions.com, where we have our merchandise and links to my story on Tim Lavella, The World Beyond. You also have all of our Road Scientist social media platforms, Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram. The best way to support us is to like our podcast on your favorite podcast platform of choice and let us know how much you've enjoyed the show. We would like to thank Vicki Ann for being our guest today and thank all of our listeners for joining us as well. This has been our podcast. To all of those out there looking to start a new career in the arts, such as acting, writing, music, comedy, and more, always remember, pursuing your passions is a bitch, but it is worth it. Thank you.